Buganda has a rich cultural history. How do you ensure that you're passing down the cultural values and traditions to younger generations, especially in this age of social media, of globalization?
Mm-hmm. How do you ensure that? Well, it's quite difficult because, you know, as you know, before parents were parents and children would listen to them, but these days parenting is really done by not just the parents, but, you know, the parents would tell them one thing and they'll switch on their iPads and then they'll hear something else, and iPhones will hear something else. But I think we need to continue to be persistent, to talk to them, as to talk to the children, and also to continue with such programs like the one I told you,
which Itzakate.
To instill values, to make sure that children can be discerning in the sense that, yes, you can pick up the modern, but, you know, we have our traditions that are also very important and crucial, you know, and that they should hold on to. Again, I always emphasize good culture practices, because we all know that there are bad culture practices, not just in Africa, but also elsewhere.
So pick up the good things from your culture and maintain it.
Exactly. Yeah. Do not pick up everything that you see or hear.
Why is it important to maintain culture? Why, again, if I was giving the pitch to a young, like my daughter born here in the U.S., how do I make that pitch to them? Like, your culture is very important to you. Why is culture important?
It gives us a sense of belonging, sense of identity, history, where you're from. And I think that's quite important, because today you have people really who, even in their old age, are still wondering, where did I come from? Where am I from? But it's important because, as they say, you know, it's good to know where you came from
if you want to know where you're going.
Exactly, right. If you want to know where you're going. Yes.
Absolutely, I love that. So what legacy do you hope to leave as the Queen of Buganda, and how do you envision the kingdom's role in the broader context of Uganda's future?
Well, the kind of legacy, I hope I, I could be remembered that I cared and I tried, and I'm still trying to support people, to support children, to support women, in improving their lives, especially when it comes to education. You know, whether it's to support financially or materially, or you know, in through the foundation, for example, we have built some and refurbished some structures. So I do advocate for quality education, in health too. We've made a number of achievements. So really, to be remembered for, you know, that at least I cared and I tried to contribute to the improvement of the lives of our people. Yes, Buganda still plays, has always played a big role in Uganda's development. And currently there are a number of different development programs that the kingdom is focused on. And given that the central region, which is Buganda, is I call it a melting pot, where you have all the different ethnic groups from Uganda. They all live, so they all benefit from the different health programs, for the different education programs. Buganda itself has schools that it has built, and therefore it's quite instrumental in the whole development.